Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In James chapter 1, I'll read verses 12 through 16 together. The Bible says, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren." There's much misteaching about temptation today. God cannot and God will not tempt anyone with sin or wrongdoing. Sin has its own temptation, and God does not want his children to sin. He said, "I will help you endure it because you are a sinner," but God does not bring temptation our way to test us. God does not put sin in front of us to see how strong or weak we are. Temptation has a lure or a hook, a bait that goes with it. Sin is not something God provides. That is a result of death and the devil, not God. Satan and sin and evil can only attack the flesh and the soul. Do you realize that spiritual things are scripture? And the devil can't attack scripture and win. And our ability to communicate with God is honestly unattackable by the devil unless he can get us through our body or our soul. His goal, the devil, is to keep us from being spiritual or close to God. Therefore, sin's attacks are always on the body and soul. Even false religion is all based on the body and soul trying to be spiritual on its own. This is why developing our spirit is so important. It is our only defense that we have against the devil and temptation. Now, let me help you. Temptation itself is not sin. Yielding to the temptation is the sin. God gives us a recipe for the destruction of yielding to temptation. Let me give you that recipe today. Number one, we're drawn away of our own lust. Verse 14 says, "Every man is drawn away of his own lust." The word lust there means strong desire. It's not just a sensual or a sexual thing. It is anything that we desire that pleases our flesh or our soul or our feelings. The word drawn away means out of place, out of timing, to drift away. Did you know that most sin is a timing issue? For instance, there's nothing wrong with the physical life between a husband and a wife, but done at the wrong time, it becomes sinful. Many sins in life are good things done at the wrong time. God says a person has to be saved, then baptized, join the church, and go soul winning. But when we put baptism and joining the church before salvation, we've done good things out of the right timing, and it's sinful and it's wrong. When we put our desires above the tasks at hand, we can be tempted. Our desires for money, jobs, positions, titles, food, or relationships, or anything can cause us to end up in sin. We want something at the wrong time or at the wrong place in life. Number two, then the Bible says we're enticed. Enticement comes. The word entice means to stop, to think, or to contemplate. We begin to think about what we desire that we should not have. You can't stop seeing the bait, but you don't have to go back and keep thinking about it. Jesus was tempted by the devil, Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. But he did not think about what Satan wanted him to do. He answered with scripture immediately, and he kept moving. Enticement is an unscheduled or an undisciplined thinking. That's what grief, depression, anxiety, envy, jealousy is all about. We often think our way into sin. Quit thinking about it. Go forward. Number three, lust conceives with enticement and brings sin. The word conceive means form or devise a plan of action. Once we have seen something that gets our attention, then we think about it, then we come up with a plan to do it. When we lust or desire something, we think about it the wrong time, we then put a plan of action together to get it. Maybe we have to prolong it or do it at a different time, but we keep revisiting it. When you devise a pathway to get something, you've done it in your heart, in your mind already. In God's eyes, if you're planning how to do wrong, you're already guilty of the wrong because he knows that you will do it. That's what the Lord's talking about here. We think about sinful things way too much. We watch sinful things on television. We hear sinful things in the news. We listen to sinful music. We listen to other sinners around us where we work or go to school. We are constantly bombarded with sin, and we need to constantly bombard ourselves with truth to push away the sinful thoughts. And number four, the last ingredient, sin brings death. Proof that we're all sinners, we're all going to die. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. But this death is more than just a spiritual death. It is the body, the soul, and the spirit dying. It can be an emotional death. It can be a death to dreams or desires or plans. Wonder how many parents have had children disappoint them and their dreams for their children had to die. Wonder how many children had dreams for their family and their parents got divorced and sinned and now their dreams had to die. It may be that there's a death that took place and there's some things that die with that and some relationships. It can be an emotional death due to conflict in families. You see, this death isn't just our spirit dying. It's not just our body dying. It's our soul as well. The devil's sinful temptations are always physical or emotional. They're not spiritual. God does not ever tempt us with wrong. We need right desires, right lusts. We need not to be enticed or caused to think about wrong. And we should never plan how to do wrong because that is how you will end up totally destroyed. Let's have a great day today and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.